You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, this is Alexi Lalas. There is nobody in U.S. soccer that is more important than the Cooligans.
Yeah, baby!
No! Hello! Welcome. welcome to the Cooligans, Alexis. I don't know. I'm actually impressed you were able to do that.
Come on now.
With the weekend that we've had here in Chicago.
I want everyone to know I can taste blood in my mouth.
welcome to this special episode of the Cooligans. This is the part two of the Total Soccer Show Cooligans crossover.
Hold on a second. This is our show. I believe you mean the Cooligans Total Soccer Show crossover.
But it was part two, so yeah. I'm just connecting it from, you
Don't
know,
I'm
just telling
we
the story.
In our own show.
And if anyone hasn't heard part one, where could they go to find part one?
Yes, if you want to go part one, which is hilarious and awesome, just go download Total Soccer Show. You go to TotalSoccerShow.com, and you can listen to it right on that page if you want, but you should download.
Maybe you're actually telling Daryl right
waiting,
now.
I'm waiting for the twist.
Yeah,
it's coming. You're just promoting our show to your listeners.
Yeah, no, but you should go hit the subscribe button. Give them 5 stars. They're amazing. Total Soccer Show.
Wow.
So I'm a fan.
What have you done with Alexis Guerreros?
No, this is Taylor doing a great impression of Alexis. No, I am a massive Total Soccer Show fan.
I thought you were going to say a massive Taylor Rockwell fan.
That is probably
People might suspect that because on part one, Taylor did such a good impression of Alexis Guerreros. That really is Taylor talking right
on the inside, because I never show no weakness, my guy. But I'm crying on the inside. It was amazing.
So on this episode, if you're listening to this episode and you haven't heard part one, we're taking listener questions from Gully Squad members, from just people who support the Cooligans and Total Soccer Show. So we had a bunch of questions that we already answered in the first episode, and this is part two. So we're gonna start going through a couple of these, and let's start.
One of them seems like it's directed at me.
There's going to be. So the first one didn't have as much food-based questions. yes. And I think you're going to notice there are going to be a couple more in this episode. So let's start with at BZRAOG. This is Brian. We know Brian. He's an NYCFC fan and Gully Squad member. Great dude. He asked, best way to arrange 10 pepperonis and a keeper on a slice?
Bruh, any slice with 10 pepperonis is a keeper. As long as it's cup and char. And it's try to get natural, like a nice Ezzo from Ohio. You know what I mean? Some of this Hormel joint is trash. You're eating trash.
Okay.
If it smells like trash, you're eating trash.
Yes.
Remember that for after prom or
all right. Yeah,
even
and
food.
If anyone's listening and does not know why Alexis knows this much about pizza, it's because he's fat. I'm kidding.
But I earned it by being a pizza.
He knows a lot of pizza.
Can I throw in real fast to say that I feel like if you're going to go with an actual goalkeeper on a piece of pizza, I feel like you want it to like sound like it could be a pizza ingredient, and I feel like Buffon. Not that way, like, I got two pepperonis and a piece of Buffon. You know, it's like, there you go.
It's type of cheese, right?
Exactly, yeah. Got a nice slice of Buffon
aged
in there.
For 41 years.
I asked for extra Buffon, and all you did was put weird slick hair on there. So, could you fix that for me?
But when I think of that question, I think of if a soccer pitch was shaped as a pizza.
Yeah, he's asking for a formation.
Yeah, for a formation. How would the pizza the pepperonis actually be lined up?
It would have to be a 4-2-3-1, the Christmas tree.
I think 4-3-2-1, right?
That's what I meant. 4-3-2-1.
Yeah. I think you take advantage of the shape, right? And you defend the thin slice half, and then you go with just two defenders, three midfielders, five forwards right at the top where the crust is.
All clumped.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But then when you fold it, it's going to dip on you. And then when you get to the edge of the crust.
When you fold it, all the players die, right? It's going to be like
Why would you open this door? Why wouldn't you just let him have an answer and move on?
I like to think of them as hugging.
If you want to derail his own show, I mean.
Here's what you do. You got to look. Actually, you know, your technique's not that bad because then a couple of those peps will fall off. And then when you get to the dry edge,
talking about Pep Guardiola. Yeah, what are we doing?
Pep Guardiola is going to fall off.
It is short.
And then you got a couple of Bielsas in there, so you get those pepperonis, you save them, and if they are cup and char, they got a little bit of sauce in there, maybe a little bit of oil. And then when you get to the dry edge of the crust, if you're eating garbage crust, then you just put those pepperonis in there, You get a little bit more flavor.
This is interesting. So do you actively try to bore your listeners? Is that what you all go for here?
Our listeners are prepared to talk about pizza, and I've met some of your listeners, so let's not talk.
Okay, so next question. This is from Blue City Radio. It's a NYCFC podcast who we've been on, on the show. Michael Ander, a great dude. He asked the question, if Soccer Cooligans and at Total Soccer Show had to compete in Supermarket Sweep, which pod is winning? So I don't know exactly what Supermarket Sweep is.
You don't have that here?
Literally everyone is looking at me.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it. I can describe
it. Yeah, please.
To you. All right, so it's a game
we
show.
We do have it here.
You do?
Yeah.
You just don't watch it?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought because you're like you're around in the daytime, you could.
You can waste my time watching game shows.
You ain't got no job.
So at least in England, it's like one of those shows that's on at like 11 a.m. Right? So it's like people watch it if they're home in the day. It's a contest where people literally get a trolley, and you have like a limited amount of time to run around the supermarket and push in as much stuff into your trolley as you
can.
So
you call a shopping cart a trolley. Now I'm just learning this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're already losing.
Yeah. All right. That's not so, good. All right.
Oh,
so
no, but theirs has good bells on it, and you could pick up passengers along the way. That's why they call it trolley.
So you take your cart, and you go around the supermarket, and it's basically you take turns doing it, and it's whoever's got the most value or whatever the metric is that they're using to fill up in their cart.
Who has the most expensive stuff in their cart?
Yeah, and I think most people would think Alexis would win this.
Of course I would.
But he wouldn't because his athletic skills are very, very poor.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't be able to rush to the sections that have the highest items of value. So
he would make the best choices.
He'd make the best choices.
But he might spend too long like looking at each thing. Just, he ends up with like one thing.
I'm looking at the camera like, guys, never get this out of Superman. Let me tell you why this is trash. And like, dude, you have 2 minutes to fill the cart.
But see, it's interesting you say that because I was going to say literally the exact same stuff about you. Because I feel like Daryl's a vegetarian. Daryl's pretty particular about what he eats, especially because of type 1 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you would be the one to be like, well, no, we can't just throw anything in the cart. Like, we got to make sure it's okay. That one's got too many carbs. And then I feel like you'd be really investigating whether or not it was good for you to put into the cart.
Yeah.
And that
can
be problematic.
But we're not planning to eat everything.
You're not force fed. It's not seven with Brad Pitt.
Exactly.
Which
takes a twist.
That didn't seem that bad, if I'm being honest. I think why don't people on that show just put all the meat in the shopping cart?
I mean, there are different strategies that you can do, right? Why don't they just put all the really expensive olive oil in the cart? Batteries. When you go to the batteries, push all those batteries in.
Yeah, it makes the cart too heavy.
I think. Well, if both of us, if we had to go against each other, I don't. I think we. We would probably win, I think.
No, I think you and I would walk into a supermarket and be like, whoa, look at all this space.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't a bodega. Where's the cat? And these two guys would just be running around.
You guys would be like, all right, Christian, you take aisle one, I'll take aisle two.
Yeah.
That's both the aisles, right? We got that covered. And me and Tyler would be like, all right, you take aisles 1 to 8.
Yeah.
I'll go 9 to 16.
If we did bodega sweep, you'd know we're winning. Unless, you know, it's one of Christian's cousins that runs the damn thing.
Bodega sweep is how quickly you can have the interaction in the register,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I would say the one time, I think the only time we've been in a supermarket with you two, it was Alexis trying to find nail clippers and being furious that they did not have the appropriate sizes. So I feel like there would be a little bit of like a particular aspect of Alexis's shopping.
He's like,
excursion.
Hey, I got thick fingers. Where's
no, the lady handed me toenail clippers.
There
it
is.
Like, is this racist?
She's like, sir, this isn't Arby's.
All right, never go into an Arby's.
Next up, this is from MLS Ireland.
The great homie who came to see me perform.
And while you were in, Dublin? Where were you?
I was in Dublin.
Yeah,
he took a bus 4 hours each way.
From Northern Ireland, he came to go see Alexis. Sean McGrinder, right?
Sean McGrinder. McGrinder.
McGrinder. So, his question is, who's winning a soccer match, Team Cooligans or Team Total Soccer Show? And you're allowed 2 ex players and 1 current player. Who would they be? So this is,
so
I assume,
five-a-side.
Five-a-side, yeah.
But here's the thing. I think, so I read this question, and I think we should use even the current and former player in the shape they're in today.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So not the peak.
I agree. I was going to ask the same question. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like how they are right now.
Yeah.
I'm still tempted by Pelé.
You're not getting like Pelé 1970. Got it.
Yeah,
cool.
You're getting 20.
Pelé actually 70.
Yeah. All right. How are we going to do the selection process? We'll go first? Okay. I'll take Messi. Your turn.
Oh, wait. You're drafting?
We're
doing a super draft over there?
We don't have to, but yeah, we are.
So
no, we don't have
one
to.
One current,
that
two former. You're going Messi?
I think my current player would be Messi. Yes. But y'all can go Messi too if you like.
Nah.
You guys are so disappointed.
No, I'm not. I didn't want Messi.
I could guard Messi. I'll be fine. I'm not worried about him at all.
I've got a plan over here, by the way.
So if we're playing five-a-side, that's more of a futsal match than anything else.
Okay, so somebody with some tech has got some skill.
Someone who came up playing a lot of futsal and is amazing. And while he's on the team, I will not make fun of him for the fake dreads. We're going with Neymar.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to go. I think we should go real dreads. And I think we should take him away from you all, Jermaine Jones, into the equation.
Yeah. All right. Well, he's going to slide tackle your players. As well. Okay. He's still in good shape. That's a recent former player. Damn, that's good.
I mean, former player, we've got to go with Thierry Henry, right?
Now we're talking.
I mean, how could you not? He's still got it.
I got another Arsenal player to pick, but go ahead.
All right.
Jay Ridling, go.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think if we're going to go former players, I'm going to keep it America, maybe, and go Tim Howard. So then we got a goalkeeper. We got Jermaine Jones in the midfield. We got Lionel Messi running up top.
Yeah.
Daryl, you can be a defender. I can be something. I don't know what. But it's up to you. I've had the first two picks.
I trust you.
All right. That's what I'm saying right there.
So you said Tim Howard, Lionel Messi.
and Jermaine Jones.
And Jermaine Jones.
Well, I think, and you can decide different, but I think we get someone Jermaine Jones-like, but a little better than Jermaine Jones.
Okay.
An imaginary player.
Patrick Vieira.
Okay.
That dude will take out your whole family.
How old is Patrick Vieira right now?
In his 40s, early 40s.
Old enough to play one five-a-side game.
One problem is Patrick Vieira would say, no, I'm staying for the whole game.
And then
he would leave at halftime.
That would be gully as hell, so that's perfect for our team.
And then he'd be replaced by someone who was not as good.
But then he would send us Mario Balotelli on the cheap. So.
And then my other concern for you all would be that Thierry Henry would spend most of his time trying to put out a dumpster fire, and he wouldn't really have time to focus on your squad.
Also, I would get
because you know
team,
Monaco is bad. That one didn't land.
I would get your team tested for get the blood tested so we could get Messi out of there on all the GHB. The performance enhancing drug he was fed as a kid, Jermaine Jones is smoking that weed, right?
The one difference is when we do this, Alexis, you would actually have to play because normally when we have these, like, you know, we had some pickup games.
I mean, we know who the weak link is going to be.
Well,
like that's right.
Basically, sit Patrick on the side and practice your MCing skills, right? Roasting the players that are playing.
I'll be in goal, but Patrick Vieira just stands in front of me. Yeah. I got a wireless mic on.
All right, so next question. This is from Jordan Glenn Engel at Glenster, Glenn underscore Stir. He goes, how do you feel about tacos? From where and what kind? All right.
Why is everyone looking at me? I think we all have to pick here.
So, I mean, look, we are in Chicago, and sometimes people get frustrated, especially people from Southern California. But I honestly feel Chicago has some of the best tacos in the country. It's unbelievable. They're so, so good.
Chicago does low-key have great Mexican food. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call it the best, but it's very, very good.
What's the neighborhood we keep going to? Pilsen?
Pilsen. Yeah.
Pilsen.
Beautiful area.
Fire Mexican food.
Yeah.
So let's start. Look, we got to start at the base. Tortilla, corn, or flour?
I go corn.
Corn?
I'll go flour just to mix it up.
Ugh.
I actually always struggle with this choice. I don't know.
I guess corn? I don't know.
Corn's the best.
I don't know what I'm eating.
We went to a great Mexican restaurant. Alexi Lalas ordered flour tortillas.
It's
like Tex-Mex, man. Come on. I mean, how are you that rich, that well-traveled, and your palate is basically the menu at an Applebee's? How is that possible? Alexi, call me. We got some research to do, my guy. I'm getting rid of those abs. You're too old for
anyway.
Who
did y'all take out for pizza?
Huh?
Who did y'all take out for pizza?
Tommy McNamara.
So you should take Alexi out for tacos on the show.
That would be great. That would be amazing.
There you go.
He would never eat what I told him. He didn't know what Al Pastor was, man. There was a lot. There was a lot going on. So you got to go corn and then the meat, right? You tend to like seafood tacos.
I like fish tacos, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Lengua.
Lengua is beautiful.
What's lengua?
Tongue.
Tongue.
So I have a problem with this. You're vegetarian. I find it hard to find a good taco filling that I'm really happy with. You got any tips for me?
There are none, to be honest. Because they're all to hold a protein. So the best you can do is an egg taco, like a breakfast taco.
Mm-hmm. I've had potato ones.
Potato ones
are not protein, obviously, but
there's a really great one in LA that's potato and like squash and some other and mushrooms. Mm-hmm. But now we're getting into it. I think you go pork because Latinos do pork really well, and then done. That's the best taco in the world. It's probably an al pastor or a carnitas. It's just corn and pork. You were all wrong, obviously.
Okay. I had a question for y'all though. So if I'm ordering my taco, how do you say the word that I said, the tongue?
Lengua.
Lengua. Is that lengua? Because it's not
lengua. Lengua. It is lengua.
It is lengua. Okay. But Cubans don't speak that way. We just say lengua.
Okay. Cool.
Well, yeah. If you want to just sound like a mushmouth maniac, that's how you say it.
whose dollar? Whose dollar was once worth more than the American dollar? Thank you very much.
Wow.
Is that like 1953 or something like that?
No, yeah, just before the communists.
Yeah, there you go.
Still holding on.
Back when we were corrupt as hell.
Oh, you mean when all the mafia were there? Yeah, there you go.
Yep. And American businesses, same thing as the mafia. Thank you.
All right, this next question is from Eric.
You're burning it down today.
This next question is from Eric. It's at Chelsea Eric, as a Chelsea fan, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. He says, dessert pizzas, in or out?
There's not one soccer question on this thing. That's the pepperoni. Do you guys like even dessert pizzas?
I don't know what that means.
Like pizza with like Nutella or like sweets. Typically chocolate or Nutella.
You'd actually eat as a dessert?
They are in Italy, mm-hmm. Yeah. You bake like a pizza with nothing on top of it, just mm-hmm. Nutella and marshmallows and like strawberries.
This is news to me.
There's a pizza you can have that you're not worried about, right?
Type 1 diabetes.
There
you go. Okay. Type 0 diabetes.
Really supermarket tweets, right?
I mean, I feel like you're just me of the future, and I sound amazing.
I'll say this, and this is credit to you. I would have said no, except that when we were on tour, when Alexis was talking at length about pizza, as he was wont to do.
Every stop.
One of the points he made, though, was that pizza's it's about the dough, right? It's about the bread. That's what, like, fundamentally pizza is. It's supposed to be good bread with good, like, things on top.
Yes.
Which is really just what a pastry is. So then if you're making a really good, like pastry dough or, like, good bread dough that you can put stuff on, it makes sense to me. So I would eat dessert pizza. I'm not saying I do very often.
Me neither. I don't order it, but it counts. Yes, Taylor's right.
Okay.
I don't know how I became the judge of all this, but yes.
Okay, so we're wrapping up. There's a couple questions left. So this one is very much not soccer related at all, and I guess we'll find out how on point everyone is with this. But someone, Danny asked, Danny Gavin, 83, he says, if Robb Stark never died in the Red Wedding, would he secede his claim to...
Spoiler alert.
Exact spoiler alert. to King of the North, to Jon Targaryen.
Wow. Second spoiler alert.
Yeah, it's pretty spoiler alert.
It's listed there.
Do you guys watch Game of Thrones? Was that all nonsense to you? Or
no, I watch Game of Thrones.
Okay. I do, but I have no idea what they're talking about. Like, I know the Red Wedding, and I know Targaryen is a dude with the long hair. Like those people with the horses, that's it.
So I think Alexis should be the expert answer.
I mean, he pretty much nailed it, yeah. I think.
I think the dude who played Aquaman is one of the Targaryen guys, right?
Yeah, he's the main one.
Yeah, let him be the king.
There we go.
Done.
Sorted out.
I'm going to give you an answer. I'm going to say that I don't know if we find out that it is Aegon Targaryen, a.k.a. Jon, mm-hmm. but if we did, I think he does. I think he stays warden of the North. I think he gives the throne to Jon Snow.
Okay, yeah, this is all coming back to me as well. They were tight when they were young, right?
They were.
Like, Rob mm-hmm. and John were tight. Mm-hmm. I think they sort of combine and split it. Like a co-manager type situation, a co-coach type thing.
Almost,
two head coaches.
Or almost like a, two giant podcasts joining together and making one podcast on their own.
See,
yeah.
First of all, I see what you're doing. I like it.
Second of all, how's crossover?
You also, y'all didn't really realize the nerdiness that can come out here. Because if Rob Stark is as, like, you know, his father raised him to be, his father's all about, like, doing the right thing, like, behaving appropriately. So I feel like he would know, like, oh, it's not my place to take the throne. It is your rightful spot, so you should have that. I should just stay warden of the North.
Yeah.
Who's the dude that comes back that gets stabbed a bunch?
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. Everyone on that
show.
That's
a good point.
But yes, Jon Snow. Yeah, that's the one.
So Jon Snow, isn't he, like, the bastard child of the person who's supposed to be the, like, he is actually supposed to be the king?
He's not a bastard. He's the rightful heir.
Oh, that's right.
No, but that's what, he was a bastard.
He was a bastard, but he's not actually.
He's not actually.
Because that's what the screaming in the tower was, right?
Screaming in the tower.
I'm genuinely interested. God. You haven't seen it. Like, how?
I have seen it. I watch it. I just don't.
Why don't you know more?
I don't retain it.
So, my,
that was every PTA meeting my mother went to.
Did you ever play the newlywed game when you were getting married with your wife? You know that game?
So, I know the game.
Yeah.
Though.
So we did that, and my wife is so bad at movies and trivia that, like, when it was like, who's her celebrity crush, my answer was like, she won't know his name, but I listed the movies that she would say he was in. And I kind of want to do that with you, where I want you to, like, describe what you think is happening in Game of Thrones. And then it's up to, like, us to try to figure out what you're talking about.
That's a podcast that no one's going to listen to the first half of. That's what that is.
Oh, and the answer was Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy was her celebrity crush.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's due from, what's the show with,
Piggy Blinders?
Piggy Blinders. My guy. Bang, bang.
See, there we go. See, this one's
right here. You're good, dude.
All right, next up. This
I
is
said the show with the guy in Piggy Blinders.
This is from
right.
Cole Robeson, who we know. He left us a great review once. I remember that. Cole Robeson.
Cole's great.
He says, what pizza topping would you guys most want as an RX bar flavor?
Ooh.
So this is a little bit of both. Both shows.
He worked hard to find a food related topic for Total Soccer Show. That was great.
What pizza topping would you guys most want as an RX bar flavor? So it's definitely more for.
I've been put on the spot here. I wish I'd seen this question.
For TSS. I guess you would go, what's your favorite pizza topping?
I'm genuinely not saying this as like part of our RX bar ad. rxbar.com/soccer for 25% off.
Yeah, I'm taking that out of my show.
But I want to put this, like, give Alexis the details. I'm assuming you skip through our ads, right? So
yeah. Oh, 100%.
The selling point with our RxBar is they have like the base like ingredients, and the idea
is that you
really taste the flavors, right? So when it says it's like sea salt and chocolate or dark chocolate flavored, you're supposed to really taste those two things, right? So in a pizza economy, what's a good pizza ingredient where if you were only getting that flavor and nothing else, I think that's the answer to this question.
Can I also interject just to say, I just want clarification here, because the other thing with RX Bar, right, is like you have the same like core ingredients. So you have like dates and cashews, right?
Yeah.
And then the backside is like the additional ingredients.
Uh-huh.
Are we keeping that in place?
Yeah, what's
like,
the
so
binding?
So is it like cashew and dates?
What holds it all together? Is it egg whites?
It's like egg whites, cashews and dates is like the fundamentally core ingredients. Oh. So are we keeping that as the operating guidelines?
Yeah, it's got to be, right? It's an RX bar. All right,
so cashew, date, egg white, what are you adding to that?
God damn. I mean, you'd have to find, like, you'd have to go sun-dried tomato to get the sauce flavor in there, right? That's the only thing that's solid enough. If not, you open the packet, you just got a pants full of red sauce.
Do you have to have the sauce flavor?
You got to have some sauce if we're going to try to do a pizza flavored, right?
Okay, all right.
What I hate is most product that are pizza flavored is just oregano. That's what, you know, the smell of a pizza place that uses cooked sauce.
You're a big fan
oregano.
Of Italian seasoning, right? So let's make sure that's up front. Yep.
I didn't even know that's a real thing until he told me. I was like, which Italian seasoning? And it was like a packet.
2005, 2006.
Yeah. I had pizza today. I put so much of it on my pizza just to see if you would notice and get angry. You did not. So there you go.
They had that as an option?
Of course they did. Oh. Every pizza place does. You've just lost your mind.
Oh, that's so trash.
Every single pizza place in the world does.
I got to get it. I mean, this is Chicago. You just people should do better.
All right, we're getting off track.
I'd say mushroom. Like a good roasted mushroom adds a more umami. It's great on a pizza. I mean, you can't see the scowl on my face that I have to do this. But I'd say mushroom. And then you got to get some type of, I would say like cuts of pepperoni just to get something in there that is unhealthy. Just for God's sakes, it's pizza, people.
I was actually on a very similar track to you. Other than that, I would take a mushroom and put in basil. So I'd go basil, the pepperoni, and the sun-dried tomato.
Actually, the basil will pull the aromatics in, so that's great. Why don't you add that with the mushroom?
Whatever
mushroom,
you want.
Pepperoni, basil. And then red pepper flakes.
I love that there was no joking to this question.
No.
From Alexis.
This is serious business.
We're talking food.
All right, this is Food Science with Alexis Guerreros. Everybody listen up.
What it do? Welcome to this very official science show, everybody.
Okay.
The maths of it.
Last two questions. This one's not even really a question, more of a statement. This is from, I think he also made a question or statement before. Wolfram Goatfish. Wolfram Goatfish. But he says,
He co-signed the accents.
That's right. Yeah. He co-signed, right? And he said, I just want to know why Cooligans weren't invited to the pickup game at 5 points before MLS Cup. That's mad disrespectful. They must be afraid of Banano. Oh, that's me over here. After all the soccer shape classes he's been doing.
Or you didn't wake up.
I know. Yes, it is.
100%.
Both invited. Both slept in.
Exactly.
Real simple answer.
And very I want to say, when we were invited, I immediately said, hell no, that's not happening.
Because we were out till,
and Christian wanted to.
I did want to go, but it was like 3 a.m. when I like received the invitation.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm doing it. And then,
this seems spurious. A 3 a.m.? We would not have invited you to 3 a.m.
I mean, maybe 1. It wasn't early by any means, right? But I was like, you know what? My confidence is high right now. I got that 1 a.m. confidence. I can do anything in the morning.
Look at that 1 a.m. step over.
You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna play this pickup game, and then I'm going to get my kids back. I was confident.
I'm going to nutmeg Bobby Washoe and get my kids back.
What was it that night, like the night that we were all out?
That was that we were at Qureshi's hotel room.
Yeah, there it is. Because I same boat, and I think it's on our Instagram. You can find the photo that I posted of, like, I woke up, same exact thing that you did, and, like, I opened the – like the curtains to see just the freezing cold rain, and like you could see the heat coming out of the buildings, and I was just like, this is not going to be pleasant.
And wasn't it flooded? Like the field was a little bit soaked.
Field was wet. It was definitely raining. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. It wasn't pleasant. You know, but I didn't make it. I didn't make it. So we were invited. So I'm Wolfram.
I actually woke up thinking I would go and hang out. And I saw that Christian was still asleeping. I was like, no guilt trip, baby. Go make
Wait,
bed.
Is this, was Wolfram there?
I'm assuming. That's the only thing I can think.
I'm assuming Wolfram Goatfish is not this gentleman's real name.
Mr. Goatfish. So I don't know.
He's of the Connecticut Goatfishes.
So if you were there, sorry we didn't get to meet you, man. I don't know.
Oh, we posted a photo afterwards. It was a team photo afterwards. So if Wolfram Goatfish wasn't there, if that is his real name.
Yeah. Sure.
May have seen the photo afterwards.
Okay. Yeah. Or maybe it was Wolfram just following us around.
Yeah. He's all up in the gram.
So, last question. This is from Patrick Greer at Firebreak. He's an Atlanta United fan. He asks the question, simply put, he says, when is the next tour?
Ooh. You tell us.
You tell us. So, I mean, we don't all have different answers for this. We're figuring that out at the moment.
Never.
Never.
I think that the basic thing is we're not going to do a big tour, right? I don't think we're going to do another like 2 month extravaganza where we have to all say goodbye to our significant others.
Yeah.
Hope that we remember their faces when we get back.
Yeah. But
we
might deployed, do like a, basically. That's what it felt like.
But we might do like a little like a quick sort of 3-date like
yeah,
one
smaller,
week,
short bursts, weekends, short bursts, things like that. Yeah.
And maybe, that also gives us more options of getting around the country as opposed to trying to do like one long track.
Yeah. So maybe tour is the wrong word, but maybe we'll call it a tour to make it sound big.
Yeah, I think we'll have different different sections of the tour.
Yeah.
Like here's the West Coast part of the tour. Here's the Northwest part of the tour. You get what I'm saying? So like, the tour isn't just going to be one run. It's going to be segmented. I mean, at least how it feels right to say to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
That might change if we're presented with a large sponsor.
Yeah.
Maybe RX Bar sells out this new bar of theirs.
This pizza. pizza bar.
Pizza bar. And they're like, by the way, everyone loves it. Also, as a laxative, you have no idea.
That's probably the first thing I thought of when you mentioned chunks of pepperoni.
Yeah,
I don't know how much of that I need.
Oh, it's ripping through your system. RX bar.
Works fast.
Yeah. I hope you got aloe in your 2-ply toilet paper.
Why is it next to the Pepto Bismol?
Yeah. This is natural bar over here.
This is weird.
And diapers. That's weird.
Why is there a care package with all three?
So once we seal that up as a sponsor, which probably won't happen now.
Can I handle the pitch in the sponsor?
No, I think I got it.
I mean, this stuff sells itself. I don't know.
You just sit back, baby. I think what we do, I think the four of us will reveal what we're doing as soon as
we decide.
The plans materialize. Is probably the nice way to put it.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot going back and forth. We're all, you know, very busy. Not too busy to do our podcasts, but adding things like this is part of what we want to do. We just have to make sure it fits.
Yeah.
So it sucks that we can't give you a date right now as an answer.
And Taylor and I are busy with our stand-up, right? We're getting up every night.
Oh, and it
working
is,
on our sets.
Yeah, torture for the fans. So
did you guys ever notice the chickpeas? I know the chicks, nor peas.
Go right with this.
Depends how desperate you are, buddy.
That one got you, huh? That's my audience right
Daryl's
there, folks.
I
stole that from my
trust
mind.
Trust me, I regularly have banged a bowl of hummus.
Yeah, I don't know about you, I know when my wife's not home.
But you know what, Patrick? We appreciate that you're asking the question and you want us to come back around to your city. That means a lot. I know we had a great time in Atlanta, and that's definitely one of the spots that we will make sure we stop at regularly. So
maybe we try to do something where we end in Orlando for the All-Star, huh?
We'll see.
Who knows?
Who knows? I'm sure Atlanta United fans will love that.
I'm sure the few Orlando City fans that are left would love it. Yeah. And we're all coming on the stage wearing James O'Connor's hats.
No, Orlando City's going to have a good season because I was talking to some of the Orlando City staff during this convention, and they were much more
wiping their tears away.
Once I befriend people from the teams, I'm like, you know what? I wish the best for your team, sir.
Sir.
Good,
so
sir. Sir, whose name I can't remember.
It's almost like that's exactly.
It was Ryan. I remember his name. Yeah. Ryan. So I hope for the best for them as well. So that's it, guys.
Stay tuned for more information.
Of course,
on this,
yeah. So thank you together for listening to part two of the Gully Squad / listener questions from Total Soccer Show and the Cooligans. We had an absolute blast here in...
Can I, are we going to do the thing at the end? I just want to make sure
Of course we're going to do the thing.
That's the only reason I hang out with you guys. Once every few months I get to do the thing.
Yeah. So, you could just hum, Taylor.
I'm not sure I can do that. Yeah.
So thank you for listening to this special episode. We usually don't put out podcasts on Mondays, you know, but yeah. Total Soccer Show puts about four every Monday.
Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays.
Yeah.
They're all every week. So make sure you follow them on all social media at Total Soccer Show. Go listen to their show. Subscribe to it. They do amazing work. These two beautiful bearded gentlemen.
Correct. In their own ways.
So for Daryl Grove and Taylor Rockwell and
Alexis Guerrero. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
And Alexis Guerrero. My name is Christian Polanco. And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!